here's a story from The World.
Now back to our weekly series, Every 30 Seconds. Every 30 seconds, a young Latino here in the U.S. turns 18 and becomes eligible to vote. People like Marlene Herrera in San Diego County. Last time we heard from Marlene, she had not made up her mind about who to vote for president. Now she's factoring in the pandemic, especially how the government response to the disease is impacting Latinos living in border communities. Max Rivlin-Nadler from KPBS in San Diego brings us this update.
A group of 20 people surrounds Marlene Herrera out in a yard. They're mostly social distancing. The crowd is singing, urging her to not lose momentum. Marlene is wearing a cap and gown, and she's swinging what looks like a bat. She's just happy to finally have everyone in one place again.
It's been over 2 months. So I was like, oh my God, I get to see you again. I get to hug you. And I was like, are you okay with hugging?
There are two piñatas in the shapes of the number 1 and a number 8. Marlene is celebrating both, her 18th birthday and her high school graduation. They both fell on the same week that San Diego County began to relax its coronavirus restrictions on gatherings. Finally, the piñata breaks. Marlene tells me she's had a lot of frustration to work through over the past few months. First, the pandemic hit, and then she had to complete her senior year from home. During that time, she's been living in a crowded house with 5 kids under the age of 9. Marlene says, in this new reality, she and many of her friends feel powerless.
A lot of us, we kind of got to the point where we burst into tears.
Marlene has been thinking a lot about mental health, and in college this fall, she plans to major in psychology. The mental health impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, especially on young adults, will be felt for years to come, says Tina Casola. She's a San Diego-based family therapist who specializes in trauma and the long-term impacts of stress.
We're going to be paying for this for a long time because the betrayals or the feelings of being left behind, those are going to last for people.
Casola thinks that while Marlene's age group is far more supportive of one another than previous generations, it's going to be up to older people to model how to get through this.
We have to figure out ways of getting out into our communities and giving them support to work through this time, even though none of us have the answer. We don't have a blueprint for this.
The pandemic and its mental toll are not the only thing on Marlene's mind. She's grown up always worried about her family's finances. On top of that, she's grown up in a U.S.-Mexico border region. Even though Marlene's family are all citizens, the realities of Border Patrol and ICE enforcement have all just added to the stress.
Not even just talking from a Mexican point of view, just a person of color point of view. There's so much oppression that we've had. I just want a government that I don't feel like is working against me.
Casola, the family therapist, says life as a Latina in a border town can both narrow one's worldview and make you think this type of pressure is typical elsewhere in the country.
Living in San Diego, it's definitely different than if we go other places. We have conversations about that. Perspective is so important.
For Marlene, the stress just piles on. It was a huge relief when her mother received a stimulus check.
It's a big family here. We kind of needed that.
Marlene's mother had been briefly laid off from working at a law office, but she was rehired after her office got a government loan. Still, Marlene wishes more had been done during the stay-at-home order to prepare for reopening businesses safely.
For us, we can't afford to not work. We still gotta pay rent. That's not gonna stop. I don't wanna come home and, like, be the one who infects my family for some reason.
The government's response, or lack of response, has Marlene thinking about how politics directly impact her life. After her first choice for president, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, dropped out of the race in April, she was undecided on who she'd support in the general election.
If I could vote and for some way it could count for something, and I'm hoping it counts for something, like, I'm gonna do it.
Most recently, with the protests over the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and other acts of police violence against black men and women, Marlene says she's made up her mind.
I think I'm leaning towards Biden. not that I'm entirely happy with him either.
To her, President Donald Trump crossed a line when he sent in the National Guard during the Black Lives Matter protests.
You're just adding more fire. You're adding more fire to fire. And how is that okay? You know, I want a change.
Biden might be that change, says Marlene.
As much as people want to say Trump is good, I think it's time for someone new. Mm-hmm. You can't still be living in that time where it's kind of like, what is he going to say? We've had so many scares with him.
Looking ahead to a long summer of helping take care of her cousins and trying to safely see friends when she can, I asked her what she would change about this year if she had a magic wand.
I want to be selfish with this question. just my senior year. Everyone worked so hard for 12 years straight. A lot of us were looking forward to, we weren't allowed to do it.
Marlene says this will forever mark her generation.
It's always going to stay with me. It's always going to be on my mind. It's always, like, even when I tell my kids later on, they're going to ask, like, hey, like, how was your prom? Well, I never had one. I'm sorry. Can't help you with that.
For The World, I'm Maxwell Lynn Adler in San Diego.